Good morning, everyone. Great to see the faces that I can see. And I'll imagine you're, I saw Enid for a few moments. It was beautiful. But welcome, welcome. So we are in the Parsha of Korach this week. And we're going to be talking about chisaron, which is lack, our sense of our own, our awareness of our own lack. And I think that the parasha, as usual, adds another dimension to how we work with suffering. It raises the question, I think, also on what can we depend on in this life? So Korach ignites a rebellion against Moshe's leadership with a great sounding argument that the whole community is entirely holy, not just you, Moshe. That sounds right. So what's wrong? The Hasidic commentary, Me'ah HaShiloach, by the Ishbitzer Rebbe, says that Korach is, quote, apparently impeccable, but what's missing in him is precisely any sense of his own incompleteness, chisaron. So the root of the word chisaron is lack. He lacks awareness of his own lack, of the void within him. And so he will be swallowed up by the void when the earth opens beneath him. He can't experience the difference between himself and Moshe. Inner blind spots make growth impossible. And we've all come up against those boundaries. Certainly, we can understand that we don't notice our blind spots, right? Sometimes until it's too late. But then, you know, that's a learning, right? We can learn from that. We pay non-judgmental attention to what is, and it helps illuminate what's possible and what's not. When we sit, we see repetitive habits of thought or emotion and what's not possible. So I like this quote by Emmanuel Levinas, which says, revelation is an awakening from the stultifying self-concern. Revelation is awakening from stultifying self-concern. Are there not grounds, he asks, for imagining a relationship with an other that would be better than self-possession? Levinas sees Moshe as an example of the ability to see past self to the divine other, precisely because he's not a man of words. Zornberg says, the language of the Hebrew Bible is so suspicious of any rhetoric which never stammers. So its chief prophet is a man, quote, slow of speech and tongue. Revelation creates in him not rapture, but a rupture, interrupting his repose. His is to be language that never forgets its stammer, never forgets the difference between the inner and the outer worlds, between self and other. Sfat Emet says that the total rightness represented by Korach as din, law, judgment, is unworkable in this world because of the essential incompleteness of the world. The Buddhists say it this way: all form, including thoughts, are unreliable because all form is subject to change and is, in essence, unsatisfactory, which is a translation of the ancient Pali word dukkha, suffering. It's because all form can disappear or change into something else, exemplified by birth, life, and death, that our practice is to pay attention and bring mindfulness to these finite and ever-changing moments of life, especially the ones that paradoxically seem so repetitious and enduring. We become steeped in what arises, abides, and disappears. And one of our deep experiences, when we sit down to meditate or live our life with a sprinkling of awareness, we notice this constancy of change. Levinas points out the rupture inherent in all things. As our great Rebbe, Leonard Cohen, calls it the crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Zornberg says, in human experience, there is a great chisaron, lack, an unacknowledged, unappeased yearning for wholeness. To me, personally, it feels like all our addictions, our cravings, our denials, delusions, judgments are a reaction to that lack. Zornberg says this yearning will always build toward a transcendent source of grace, chesed, loving kindness, such as the Sabbath. Svat Emet quotes from the Zohar, "Demons are a kind of inevitable explosion of the forces of chisaron, of lack, which are endemic to this world. They erupt when God completes creation, and they threaten to overwhelm the apparently ordered world, exposing its inherent turbulence. At that moment, Shabbat comes to close the fissure, to lay the demons to rest. And the world is, for an instant of Shabbos, connected, reconnected with primal wholeness. I get glimmers of this in many different ways when I hear a good Dharma talk or a great song, or say hi to that ancient oak tree in my backyard, whose 20 giant limbs form a kind of cathedral over my little back porch. It assuages my chisaron. Sometimes these things give me a startling reassurance that I wasn't even aware I was lacking. And that illumination of the chisaron in the moment of sudden reassurance spontaneously releases in tears or laughter, in sighs or yawns. When we are conscious of the struggle to live with the lack, with this lack, then we look for love in all the wrong places, like the refrigerator, for example, or in our beloved iPhones, our partner, our deep partner, we caress throughout the day, or our other favorite mindless pursuits. So when I let in the words of Svat Emet, Aviva Zornberg, Levinas, Leonard Cohen, the longing finds a deep release. Something lets go, and I glimpse with fresh eyes and open heart this ever new unfolding reality. All these contradictions transform bewilderment from what a drag to bewilderment, what a wonder. And you exist, so that means we can be in this enigma of life together. Then transformation may be even possible, not by attacking like Moshe and Aharon, like they did to Moshe and Aharon, which only opens wider the void that sometimes does in fact swallow us. Instead, we may find a deepening relationship with self, with other, with the world. And we practice giving kind attention, forgiveness, compassion, humor, comfort to what arises. Then this aliveness and this lack is not only mine or yours alone, but the divine consciousness creating anew these living forms, mental formations, emotional and spiritual depths. Something else caught my attention that is kind of a mystery, which I'm not sure I understand. When God is about to annihilate those who rose up against Moses and Aharon by opening a void that will swallow them up, the Israelites who did not take part in the rebellion are gripped with fear that they will be punished because of sins of the other Israelites. At that moment, they call out a name for God that only is uttered once in Torah. God says to Moshe and Aharon, stand back from this community that I may annihilate them in an instant. The Israelites fall on their faces and cry out this name for God, El Elohei Haruchot L'chol Basar. El, God, Elohei, the plural of God, and of Ruchot, which is the plural of Ruach, spirit, breath, wind. God, the spirit of breath or breath of kol basar, of all flesh. So please, when one remembers, when one member sins, please don't be wrathful with the whole community. And that's what they pray for, El Elohai HaRuchot, the breath of every living thing. Moshe gathers up the wicked and tells the Israelites to stay far away while Korach, Datan, and Abiram stand by their tents with their wives and with their adult children and their little ones, and all of them are swallowed up by the void. In some ways, that speaks to me of inheriting our parents' and grandparents' void, but that's our gift and our challenge in this lifetime to work with what's been coming down, the ancestral line. It also makes me think of Bereshit, the beginning of Torah, that says the earth was unformed and void, with darkness over the surface of the deep, and Ruach, a great wind, spirit, divine breath, hovers over this absence, this void, this lack, which is reassuring that something divine could be hovering over my lack. From this lack, this void, will spring creation. And so may it be for each of us, that from the void within us, a great spirit can rise out of our lack, and that we notice and cry out from our lack so that creation can spring. So we, in our practice, we turn our attention to this breath, this ruach, that reaches deep into the mind, body, spirit, to momentarily fill the void, and fills us with reality that is guiding us right now. I think this is what Zornberg means by the possibility of a new, more responsive nature opening within. The possibility of a new, more responsive nature opening within. Sounds like an elegant description of the impact of our practice. It's as if we bless the chisaron, this lack, with our kind attention that can then become a new, more responsive nature opening within. Thank you for your kind attention. Let's sit for a moment or two and share from our fullness, from our lack, from our questions, our confusion, from our insights.